T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining me right now, no stranger to me or doing radio with me, he joins me every Friday on my local show here in Houston, and always great to get a chance to talk to him on this show as well, talking the NFL at large. He's been covering the NFL for the Houston Chronicle for the last 4 decades. You can get him on Twitter. Great Twitter follow, at @McClain_on_NFL. The General, John McClain, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. John, great to talk to you on a Sunday. How you doing?
I couldn't be better, Sean. I'm getting ready to watch Billions and the Game of Thrones.
That's my man right there. And happy Easter, by the way, to you and Carol.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk, John, here about the Cardinals and Kyler Murray. What's the latest that you're hearing on Kyler Murray? Are you hearing some of these same smoke signals that seem to be out there this weekend that maybe the Cardinals are not going to go in that direction? And if they don't pick Kyler Murray, where do you think Kyler Murray ultimately ends up?
I think the first team that needs a quarterback, I don't think, is Oakland. I think they're sticking with Derek Carr. John Gruden's success has been with older quarterbacks, Rich Gannon, Brad Johnson, and I don't think Derek Carr qualifies for older, but he's certainly older than Murray. And then after that, the Giants, when I look at the style of play they've used with Eli Manning all these years, pure pocket passer, they would have to change what they do when Murray played. I just don't see it. I could see him going down to Miami, because we don't exactly know what Brian Flores wants to do as a rookie head coach. Maybe Washington Redskins would do it. I still think they're going to take him, and here's why. Number one, every team in Phoenix is terrible. And I don't know many cities where I have all their teams that are doing poorly at the same time. And I think that they need a buzz. Nothing like a buzz and a quarterback taking the top of the first round. I'm sure there's no enthusiasm for the Cardinals. They were awful. They figure to be awful again. But if you want to generate enthusiasm, create some excitement, take a quarterback that would certainly fill the bill in both of those areas.
John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, who are the most intriguing teams to you in this draft heading to the first round on Thursday?
The Raiders, because they have 3 first-round picks, and we'll find out the way John Gruden was raked over the coals for trading Khalil Mack, which helped transform the Bears into a division winner and a playoff team. But you can't judge those trades for about 3 years, so I want to see what the Raiders are going to do. It's a strong draft at the bottom of the first round. I think they can't miss the top of the first round. They're going to get one of the top players, and they're the ones that stand out to me the most. And then another one that does, I'm very intrigued by the Jets. Based on what Mike Maccagnan did in the offseason, they hired Adam Gase, signed Le'Veon Bell. They spent a lot of money in free agency. They've got the 3rd pick. Everybody says Maccagnan wants to trade down. He got his quarterback last year in Sam Darnold. I believe the Jets, and I'm not saying, Sean, they're going to win the division or win a wild card berth, because the division's still awful behind the Patriots, but I could see them taking a big jump, and the player that they're going to take 3rd or take in the first round after a trade down would play a big role in that. And I think they couldn't go wrong with one of those pass rushers if they stay right there.
John, you talked about the Raiders. The report that came out on Friday, while you and I were doing radio together on Friday, the report came out that the Raiders had sent their entire scouting staff home, that they put them on planes and sent them away from Oakland because they didn't know who they could trust in the room. Have you ever heard of anything that bizarre the week before the draft in terms of just internal handling of staff by, I'm assuming this is Gruden who's behind this, not Mike Mayock?
Well, I have never, since covering the NFL back in 1977, I've never seen it, but now it could have happened. but I've never heard it. Now, right. Mayock's daughter told a story that when she was at dinner with him, he had his notebook on the table, and when he went to the bathroom, he took it with him instead of leaving it there for his think his daughter might take a peek. So Mike must be paranoid. We all know Gruden's paranoid. And what I have a problem with that, if I'm a scout and I'm offered a job by the Raiders, by Mike Mayock, because scouts' contracts expire after the draft, I'd be very leery about going there because a trust issue. And another thing, if you were among the scouts that sent home and you were honest and you've never leaked anything, I would be so angry that you didn't get more respect from that. And I wish those guys the best of luck. And if they're good, they will get other jobs.
So you're saying this is something that when those guys are looking for other jobs, they're going to get asked about this?
Well, of course they get asked about it. And I don't know if they've got any evidence of that. I've known for years teams that would tell different people in the organization, say they suspected a defensive backs coach of leaking, and they would tell him something only he would know and see if it got out of the media, and they'd be making it up, and then they could catch the guy. And so I was stunned to hear that. I felt really bad for the scouts who've been painted in a bad light.
John McClain of the Houston Chronicle joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, is Jacksonville going to be big enough for both Tom Coughlin and Jalen Ramsey moving forward?
Well, they don't have to worry about it right now because Jalen Ramsey's not in Jacksonville. He's in Nashville where he's from. He's training there with his father. He did it last offseason. Didn't seem to be a big issue. Tom Coughlin ruffled the feathers of the NFLPA and their president, Eric Winston, issued a release about reminding him about the meaning of voluntary and non-mandatory and things like that. But the thing, we know Coughlin wants everybody there, but there's nothing they can do about it if a guy like Ramsey doesn't show. And last year, they certainly didn't complain about him being in shape. They complained about the other things that had nothing to do with physical. But I still don't know how long he's going to stay in Nashville, how much he's going to miss there. But, you know, you like to see your players together. And last year the Jaguars were in danger of imploding. And it wasn't just their offense was terrible. You know, they just didn't seem to have good team chemistry going about back to controversy in the offseason that began with Ramsey's controversial story, and I think it was GQ, and then continuing with players out in London. And so I was kind of surprised by that. And you know, Sean, it drives Coughlin crazy.
Yeah, that much was very clear from the audio. The state of the franchise he was doing with the media, he sounded like a maniacal dictator doing a speech to his countrymen. It was crazy. John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, we were talking earlier in the show about Tiger Woods' comeback to winning the Masters, and you've covered every snap of J.J. Watt's career in the NFL. Where among NFL players do you stack up J.J. Watt's comeback from his injuries?
I never wrote him off. I didn't know if he could come back and have the kind of great season he did last year, in which he was second sacks and he was great against the run, just had a tremendous overall season. Now, you know, if he does it again, it won't be surprising. But I never thought his career was over because I talked to the people around him, and like you knew what kind of work ethic he had, what kind of person he was, and how hungry he was to come back. And Tiger Woods was one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen, but it's not even the greatest in golf history. That would be Ben Hogan, who was supposed to die after his wreck, and he came back to win. But it was an incredible story. I thought Watt was as well, first team All-Pro again, Pro Bowl again, and Aaron Donald won the NFL Defensive Player of the Year award. Now he will try to win again to give him three, tying Watt and Lawrence Taylor for the most in history. And then Watt, of course, will be trying to win four, the most in history. It'll be a fun thing to keep up with.
John, last one before I let you go. We didn't see any main characters die last week. Who's our first death going to be on Game of Thrones?
I'm ready for the Game of Thrones to go ahead and get on with the killing of the main characters. And as you asked me on our show last week, I believe, who I thought would kill Cersei, and I said Jaime Lannister, her brother, because he's done everything else to her. Why not kill her? And I think it's going to be somebody who's unpopular, and Euron Greyjoy is one that, because I don't think he's nearly a bad enough villain, certainly can't replace Ramsay Bolton. I'm just love to see him get wiped out and go on. I'm tired of it.
Is Ramsay your favorite villain in the history of television?
Ramsay Bolton is the greatest villain in the history of TV or movies, and I've been watching them since I was 6 years old. There's never been anyone to compare, and if somebody challenges me on that, I will be happy to make an argument for Ramsay Bolton with all the things he did. He was just tremendous.
Yeah, see, that's what people don't realize, John. You're part of the Hall of Fame committee for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but if there were a Hall of Fame for villains on television and movie shows, you'd be on that committee as well. People don't know how dedicated...
I would be extremely honored, Sean, to sit on that committee as well.
I know you would. John McClain, you can get him on Twitter, @McClain_on_NFL. John, really appreciate you making time, and I'll see you later this week. Go enjoy television tonight, my friend.
Hey, Sean, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much, as always.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.